It's Thursday, June 4th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
People in thousands of cities and towns across the world joined uprisings against police brutality and systemic oppression from London, England to Whitefish, Montana. Mass protests were ongoing across the United States, where security forces led violent and coordinated attacks on peaceful demonstrators. Meanwhile, governments across the world struggled to keep a handle on rapidly developing events in the U.S. while facing a crisis of their own. At least one U.S. embassy in Europe was attacked, apparently by protesters. Border tensions were reportedly growing between China and India. And lastly, some perspective with a remarkable discovery from a lost civilization. A reminder that the monuments of oppression will not survive. But will protesters tear them down before Mother Nature does the job?
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
We hope you're doing okay out there. It seemed that everywhere across the U.S. yesterday, there were peaceful, powerful demonstrations calling for an end to police brutality, systemic racism, inequality, and injustice. And in most places, it seems, the authorities did not take kindly to these most basic demands. The police, and in some places the U.S. military, responded to these acts of constitutionally protected speech with horrifying violence and cruelty. Local news and activist videos suggest police reserved special mistreatment for blacks, Latinos, trans people, suspected anti-fascists, and other targeted groups first. But police attacks were also indiscriminate. Many, it seemed, were not driven only by their orders, which remain unclear, but by fear and paranoia. Disinformation abounded, especially concerning outside agitators and threats to police. The tension was not helped by conflicting reports about what the U.S. military was doing at the highest levels to support police violence. If you happen to know, please do share with the rest of us. The morning began in Washington, D.C., with more soldiers bearing no insignia or name tags surrounding the Episcopal diocese, where clergy staged an event inside. Some of the secret special forces were widely identified as Bureau of Prison Special Operations Unit from Texas. Others were said to be from the National Guard and other agencies. Donald Trump denied that he had retreated to a bunker earlier this week, but his story was quickly debunked by the Washington Post, which reported that the Secret Service rushed him away after two protesters tipped a movable barricade outside of the White House. False claims about acts of terrorism by protesters around the country, featuring images sourced from local police, were posted then removed from the official White House Twitter account. The Post reports the following states have sent or will send National Guard troops to D.C. Utah, Ohio, South Carolina, Indiana, New Jersey, Maryland, Tennessee. The states that reportedly declined: Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Some Guard and active duty soldiers were refusing to deploy against civilians and are instead joining the peaceful uprisings against police brutality and for black lives. Such scenes were shown on ABC News before a young protester told people to get their news online as she was effusively praised by the anchor. There were doubts about how long Defense Secretary Mark Esper would keep his job. The Joint Chiefs of Staff released a statement saying they were sworn to uphold the Constitution. A new ad by Joe Biden said, quote, "Donald Trump has turned our country into a battlefield riven by old resentments and fresh fears. He thinks division helps him," unquote. Former President Barack Obama also released a video saying that your lives matter. And former Defense Secretary James Mattis also made a statement critical of the police and military crackdown. Outside the bunkers of the wealthy and powerful, thousands suffered senseless violence by authorities. The NYPD charged into crowds with batons, fired gas, and committed other assaults. Disinformation abounded regarding the extent of police injuries, and several police radios were reported missing. The FBI was paying visits to protesters and asking about anti-fascist sympathies. Civil rights groups advised people to say nothing and ask for a lawyer. An inmate reportedly died after being pepper sprayed in the Metropolitan Detention Center. New York City public advocate Jemani Williams said of Bill de Blasio, quote, "What happened to the mayor that ran on the blood and the tears of black lives? What happened to that man? He has disappeared," unquote. Three people were arrested in Las Vegas on suspicion of terrorist acts intended to stoke a civil war. In Minnesota, all four cops seen lynching George Floyd on video were at least criminally charged. But the police chief has stopped responding to the press and called for backup when a reporter knocked on his door. In New Orleans, police reportedly gassed protesters on a freeway, causing a stampede. In Iowa City, police tear gassed a peaceful crowd and were seen to assault medics. An incident in Huntsville, Alabama, illustrated the current risk to journalists and demonstrators. Local and state police fired on a peaceful crowd and directly at a reporter, while anchors and studio cast the protesters as criminals. They were saying police had no choice to do what they did, but that is a lie. July. The ACLU of California demanded an end to curfews and First Amendment violations. Protesters in Oakland formed a white wall around Black demonstrators to protect them from police. Diverse young people made powerful speeches for justice, peace, equality, and revolutionary change. Elsewhere in the Bay Area and Vallejo, police shot dead a 22-year-old man named Sean Monterosa. The cops say he was looting. He was actually kneeling. Outside the United States, the movement for justice spread rapidly, but the full extent of the reaction is uncertain and no doubt changing by the minute. A crowd of what appeared to be demonstrators torched the U.S. Embassy in Athens, Greece with Molotov cocktails. There were also calmer rallies and demonstrations outside other American embassies in solidarity with the oppressed, demanding justice and fundamental change. Not all developments were encouraging, though. The border standoff between India and China intensified, according to reports from both countries. Hong Kong media said the Chinese government was eager to test new weapon systems in the contested region with India. That conflict was also said to be playing out over social media. And on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown, Beijing reportedly imposed a new law in Hong Kong that banned mockery of the Chinese national anthem.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Wonders never cease. Scientists discovered the largest and oldest known monument built by the Mayan civilization in Mexico. It's called the Guadalfinex, and they say it was built around 1,000 years BC. It was discovered using survey lasers, and if you can find a picture online, it's quite something to behold and to think about. All over the world, monuments to colonial oppression are falling, or at least being defaced. There may be armored vehicles on the streets of Virginia, but Governor Ralph Northam announced plans to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Richmond. It's a start.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickies.
There was a 5.1 magnitude earthquake outside Los Angeles as police attacked protesters in the streets. The Los Angeles Times reports there have been 5 quakes of magnitude 3 or greater in the past 10 days near Ridgecrest. A tropical storm was headed for Mexico's Gulf Coast and may near U.S. shores on Sunday. The official who devised Sweden's hands-off pandemic strategy for coronavirus reportedly admitted that he was wrong to do so. Global deaths due to COVID-19 passed 385,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than a third of those were in the U.S. The virus was also reported to be spreading fast and claiming lives in Brazil in record numbers. There was an online dust-up over another terrible New York Times opinion column yesterday. This time around, the social justice warriors were up in arms over a piece reportedly written by Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who called for the military to be deployed against civil rights protesters around the country. Cotton no doubt imagines he could be the next dictator. One wonders what his editors at the Times were thinking. The governor of Tokyo announced next year's Olympic Games may need to be, quote, simplified, unquote. What shall it be then? Running?
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Thank you, Lucy. And don't forget to join us today, live at noon on the Majority Report or later as a podcast.